Inclusion Now 58, Editorial. Welcome to the latest edition of Inclusion Now, full of news and topical debates in the field of inclusive education. As we head into spring, we're delighted to hear from so many disabled young writers who bring a fresh perspective to these pages. There is an air of positivity emerging from their COVID-19 education experiences. For example, from established disabled young author Jonathan Bryans via his interview in Poetry, page 10. As we approach International Women's Day, March is a time to celebrate and raise up women globally, and this issue highlights the voices of young women writers within the disability movement. Melody Powell's article about online university, page 3, kicks off the spring issue, and is a great guide for any young disabled person who is considering studying online. On page 5, 15-year-old Khadija Adam writes her first article for the magazine, bringing her positive perspective on COVID-19 remote education, as she shares her personal experiences of lockdown learning. Melody Powell's later review, page 14, of the BBC's Crip Tales, delves into current media and societal representations of disability. ALFI's Disabled Black Lives Matter group follow this theme and go further, page 16. Their joint critical review of the BBC's recent documentary, Silenced: The Hidden History of Disabled Britain, exposes the erasure of intersectional voices and contributions in both historical and contemporary representations of disabled people and their movements. On a legal note, Thandi Groof discusses inclusive education in the European Court, referring to recent case GL versus Italy, page 7, while the legal question, page 26, addresses legal responsibility for British Sign Language, BSL, on COVID-19 virtual educational platforms. In solidarity, Catherine Bebbington. Cover image, Jonathan Bryan and his friends pictured during a school lesson using a spelling board to communicate.